Diane Brisk, who, of course, does a lot of great things with weddings. You may know her. She was in a Tribune article talking about the cost of weddings these days. She's from HBIC Weddings. She's the owner. Diane, thanks for hopping on the line with us here today.
Hi, John. How are you today?
Good. Now, that wedding plan in Versailles sounds like a real doozy.
Yeah, that would definitely be a long timeline for sure.
You ever had any weddings that last more than a day?
I've had a few three-day weekends.
Oh, sure. Right. Like the brunch afterwards and the wedding rehearsal. I guess that makes sense. Those are pretty standard for the wedding party themselves. I mean, I know this is a very general question. Obviously, inflation is what it is. Are weddings outpacing even what inflation is, or is it running pretty much in line with what we're seeing everywhere else?
You know, it's interesting because there's areas where the inflation is on pace, and there's other areas where we're definitely being affected by it.
Mm-hmm.
And like anything in my industry, there's never like an across-the-board always rule that applies to everybody. You know, transportation is something where the rental prices are the same, but now we're starting to see fuel surcharges.
Oh, for like the vans and the
right.
Yeah, okay.
Right, you know, if you're having a 40 passenger minibus taking your wedding party around, well, you can imagine the mileage that monster of a truck can get. So there's definitely a fuel surcharge. It's now I'm literally starting to see it this week.
I'm kind of curious how it works. Mary Vandeveld can always pop in too. She was mentioning that for people, and this I guess it depends on the couple, if they had put down a deposit for a wedding before 2020 or in 2020. Are most of those places still honoring the guaranteed price that had been set out from the onset, or are even some places now asking for more? How does that work?
I have seen, as we're kind of coming out of the COVID cave of everything,
mm-hmm.
prices are now kind of like back into real time. When we were in the midst of the shutdown and literally like it just came to a screeching halt overnight, a lot of companies we were all trying to figure out how to get through it. And I feel that a lot of people were honoring contracts and doing what they could. But there's a lot of different variances, whether you're like a single source provider versus a company that might have, you know, an entire team of people and a large payroll. So there was definitely a variation. I feel now, though, the companies that have survived the COVID pandemic and the weddings, the vendors that are in the industry now are the ones that really fought to stay, want to be here, are here, and are really like the cream of the crop.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people that were kind of half invested, or they were more like a quote unquote side hustle, those people kind of went away. But what also went away was a lot of just the labor force. And that's a big area where the costs are increasing just because it's such a premium right now. I'd say at least 20% of the industry left the industry.
Wow. That's a huge number. And of course,
it's huge.
And that is going to impact prices, of course, as well, as you're trying to pay more for your staff to keep them, to retain them.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask, again, I don't think I asked it very clearly. Let's say I booked a wedding in 2020, and I had to push it back, and I'm holding it again. Are there people that are seeing that they are paying more now for that exact same wedding, or does it usually work that if I sign a contract with a venue for a price, for food, no matter what, even if they have to eat the cost now, they are still honoring that price that they had set forth in that contract beforehand?
I feel that venues that are trying to be fair about it, do the most they can. But when you're looking at pricing, that's a 2-year difference.
Mm-hmm.
It's still 2 years of pricing, regardless of the inflation. I feel that a lot of people that locked in those contracts back then, they've had their weddings and they're over.
Right.
So I feel it's kind of coming to an end.
Oh, I see what you're saying. The lag is almost over. That anyone that had delayed,
kinda,
will,
yeah,
caught up.
Yeah, those 2019 and 2020 contracts are truly coming to an end.
All right, we're gonna
those clients of mine that I still have. I honored my contracts because I just felt like I have the ability to do that. I wanted to be a part of the support that they were going through, and I did not increase or being anybody for a pandemic.
If anyone has any questions about an upcoming wedding or what to do, Diane Brisk is going to hang on the line with us. She's the owner of HBIC Weddings. I know I have a couple more questions for Diane. We'll get to those after a check of weather and traffic. Mary, still got to get through Your Money Matters, though, in our conversation about love and marriage and wedding and, of course, the cost of them as well. Diane, continue our conversation. Diane Brisk, owner of HBIC Weddings. Oh, by the way, Diane, you know that lavish wedding at Versailles I was telling you about?
Yes.
Someone wanted to know, are the celebrants at the Versailles wedding still married? And I looked it up, and they are, and they have three kids, and they seem very, very happy. Which, of course, when you get a $60 million wedding, I think the resources are there to live a very happy life. But I'm happy for them that they at least are still married, which is great news. Diane, how much has food costs gone up? And I know that obviously at the grocery store it has. I know at restaurants it has. You mentioned the labor. Is there a way to quantify it? Because I know each wedding, a plate costs different at each wedding. But like in terms of a percentage of how much of the wedding is spent on food and drink, is that changing?
It is absolutely changing. Pre-pandemic, when I work with a client, a couple, and they're like, all right, we're getting married. How do we go about this? What do we need? I say, okay, here's what we look at. Traditionally, the food and beverage, the F&B, usually runs about 45 to 50% of your budget.
Okay.
Generally, based on the averages in Chicago, having a 150 to 200 person wedding is what I would say pre-pandemic. Post-pandemic, with the cost of food rising and the labor, I've creeped that number from like 45 to 50 to definitely at least 50, leaning more towards 55%.
Wow.
When I've run the numbers, just kind of looking forward, because now I'm planning for the rest of this year and next year, those are the increases that I've seen time and time again throughout all of my couples.
A lot of couples, though, they come to you with a budget. They don't want to go over that budget. If it's costing you more for F&B, which they can't really move too much on, then I guess cuts have to come elsewhere, right?
Yes. I mean, there's always adjustments, but it's also based on what they value and what their priority is. And that's a big thing that I work on in the beginning. Because if somebody wants to have, great music, well, great music can be at a wedding, whether you're having a DJ for a few $1,000s or having an 11-piece band for like $12,000 to $15,000.
Right.
There's like four key vendors that I call the swing vendors that literally can have a $10,000 swing in our market. It's entertainment, photography, floral, and the food and beverage.
And is that where if people are saying, oh, how do I save on a wedding, those are the areas in which that's where you need to start looking?
Well, those are the areas where you need to define, like, what's important to you.
Right.
And put the money where it's important. And everybody has a different, there's not like, oh, everyone tends to do this. I feel like photography, a lot of people justify and say, well, we'll have those forever. Other people are very much, if you're much of a dreamer person, have been dreaming of your wedding your whole life, you're going to want the room to be beautiful. If you're looking for the experience to be the hallmark of your wedding, that's going to be more of a focus on the food and the beverage. If you're looking to save money, though, overall, regardless of what's important to you, like, I think about things like watch your guest count. That's where, like, maybe you don't have that plus one, or maybe you set a boundary in the fact that, like, if you're not engaged or, dating seriously, maybe not every single one of your friends that are single are going to bring a date.
Right.
You just got to set some boundaries. It doesn't mean like everybody in the office is going to be invited to your wedding.
Really? Give it a thought for, do they really want to come to your wedding?
I feel like a lot of people want them at your wedding. Let's think about that for a second,
Right. I think that's a great point, is that we end up, trying to book so many people to weddings. Enrique and I didn't, by the way. We got married at a bar, and it cost about $1,500 because I just bought everyone sliders and drinks. That's our wedding. That's a different wedding. I know everyone's got their own thing. And by the way, we're getting a lot of texts. I love when people text in the cost of their wedding back in 1971 or 1968.
Right.
So keep on coming. I'm plugging them into my inflation calculator because it may not have been as cheap as you think it was, just because it only cost $3,000. If it was 1965, that was a lot, by the way, for 1965. I guess, kind of final thoughts here about weddings. Diane, I mean, what are we looking at? I know average cost of weddings all over the place, but just generally speaking, from 2 years ago till now, what are we talking? 5% more expensive on the whole? 10%? What can people expect?
I think you can realistically expect to spend between 10 to 15, even 20% more, depending on their decisions.
Wow. That is certainly a lot. I know you're
helping. It's a lot.
Yeah, it is. And I know that makes for tough decisions. And I guess at the end of the day, it's one day. I know it's a very special day, but I just would hate for couples to blow their entire savings on these things. People have to make smart decisions, right, based on exactly where they are in their life.
And I'm very much about that. I'm constantly saying to my couples all the time, is this going to affect your marriage?
Right.
Let's think about this. Is this really the best way?
Right.
And I know that that's usually not what you'd expect a planner to say, but, you know, I am here to be the advocate for their budget. I am here to make sure that the stresses don't come down the line. And, you know, the smart decisions you make on the front end in planning only put you in the better positions as you get closer and closer to the wedding.
Thank you very much. All right, Diane Brisk, we appreciate it. Owner of
HB. Thank you so much.
Yeah, for sure. HBIC Weddings. Look them up.